Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to another edition of the ACT Brief, your fast track to the latest insights in clinical research operations. In under 3 minutes, we'll recap top stories, highlight expert perspectives, and keep you current on what's moving the industry. To begin, a new feature article on ACT explores how both big and small pharma are increasingly using AI and real-world evidence to enhance R&D and regulatory decision-making. Advanced predictive modeling, digital twins, and AI-driven analytics are reducing uncertainty and streamlining trial operations. Meanwhile, flexible deal structures and data-rich collaborations between large pharmaceutical companies and nimble biotech partners are closing the innovation gap and accelerating de-risking across the industry. Up next, in a recent video interview, Matt Holmes of Sightline addressed the growing trend of sponsors taking greater control over site selection and CRO management. He noted that while CROs remain critical partners, many sponsors are seeking more transparency and data-backed oversight, leveraging real-world data platforms to identify better fit sites and ensure protocols aligned with real patient populations. And finally, in regulatory news, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has announced label changes for menopausal hormone therapies following an FDA request to remove misleading black box warnings. The update aims to give women clear, evidence-based information about the benefits and risks of hormone therapy and greater control over their health decisions. That's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us right back here tomorrow for more insights shaping the future of clinical operations and drug development. Thank you for listening.